So has being cooped up with your loved ones been difficult? Well, at least you're not Ernest Hemingway, or we should say his wife Hadley. In the summer of 1926, she found herself in quarantine with her son Bumby, who had whooping cough, Bumby's nanny, her husband, Bumby's father, Ernest Hemingway's mistress, Pauline Pfeiffer, soon joined by the man himself, all of them together in a small cottage. Bumby would eventually recover from his illness. The Hemingway marriage did not. Author Leslie Bloom tells this story in Town & Country magazine. Leslie, welcome.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Well, and we also want to thank you because apparently you're huddled in your closet trying to get a quiet place to talk to us.
Yes, highly professional, glamorous environment to be broadcasting right now.
So Town & Country of you. You start your article by trying to correct the record on a story that went viral that wasn't true. It alleged that F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote a letter when he was in quarantine in 1920 for the then 1918 flu. And this letter claimed that Hemingway was a flu denier who wouldn't wash his hands. You wanted to point out that letter wasn't true.
No, well, first of all, it was written in 1920, supposedly. Fitzgerald did not meet Hemingway until 1925.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And yes, so that was, you know, a rather significant clue that something was peculiar about said letter. It turns out that, you know, the letter wasn't real and it was a parody that was written for McSweeney's.
But this story you're about to help us tell is, and talk about people behaving badly. It begins in Paris. Hemingway, his wife Hadley, who's kind of a plain, as you say, church mouse, poor woman, their son Jack, or Bumby as they called him. They had moved there so that Hemingway could be a famous writer. As part of that, of course, he has to have an affair. He does with the Vogue editor, Pauline Pfeiffer.
Hadley just, she really didn't quite know how to deal with it at first. Should she laugh it off and hope that it blew over, or should she probably start to come to terms with the fact that Hemingway was going to choose Pauline over her? And I think that, you know, she was just getting used to the fact that Pauline was a real threat to the marriage when this strange interlude happened.
Well, the strange interlude is that Hemingway goes off to watch a bullfight. Hadley takes their son to visit friends, but the son is diagnosed with whooping cough, so they have to leave. The Fitzgeralds, who by now are their friends, have a cottage they can use as this quarantine shelter. Hadley moves in with the little boy and the nanny, but then soon along comes Pauline Pfeiffer.
Yeah, just what everybody wants, right? To be in quarantine with your husband's mistress. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't think I could take that right now.
No, and then he comes too. How did they do this?
Well, it's, look, historical record's a little unclear about how Pauline materialized down in the Riviera. Some say, look, you know, she went down to help Hadley. She had had whooping cough as a child. She was immune. And we all know, you know, how precious immunity is now, right, from our own experiences. You know, other historical sources say that Hemingway asked her to go down to help relieve Hadley because Hadley was going bananas. So she comes down and then Hemingway comes also. And Hemingway, the mistress, the nanny, the sick little boy, and Hadley are all in a two-bedroom cottage quarantined for weeks.
Hemingway thought this was just grand, like a great place to write. Do we know what it did to Hadley?
Hadley was really at the end of her tether. And, you know, she would take, you know, isolated walks into town. Once in a while, she would, you know, get a shot of whiskey someplace to steel herself to go back. Now, it's worth noting that, you know, when the Fitzgeralds and their other friends from the Riviera come to visit them, they're the, you know, pioneer social distancers. They're standing behind a fence on the driveway or on the front road while the Hemingway menage a trois is on the front porch. And, you know, on one hand, the Fitzgeralds, who are full of mischief always, they're there to keep the Hemingways and Pauline company, but they're also there to see what's going on. I mean, it's quite an unorthodox arrangement.
It's an odd story. You know, it reads kind of with a fantastic devil-may-care kind of attitude, but it's real human beings. I mean, what a terrible quarantine story.
It's a terrible quarantine story, but with strange fashionablenesses to it also. And the thing that makes it especially strange is that the people in the story are not behaving how most of us would behave. I think that's what makes it so fascinating and strange. And so Hemingway possibly sending his mistress and then going himself and enjoying the setup or finding it, you know, a nice spot for writing. Pauline actually making herself available to go down and help, you know, Hemingway's wife with the baby. And then Hadley's own acceptance of the arrangement or trying to put a good face on it also seems unfathomable. But maybe the most relatable reaction of the three, somebody who's just trying to grapple with the situation and feel her way to the right path through it.
And by the way, did Pfeiffer get her man ultimately? She would say throughout, I'm going to get everything. Did she?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she got him temporarily. She was wife number two. And then he jilted her from Martha Gellhorn. And then Martha got rid of him. And then he went on to another journalist, his final wife, Mary, who became Mary Hemingway.
Leslie Bloom wrote about Hemingway's quarantine for Town and Country. She adapted the piece from her book, Everybody Behaves Badly, the true story behind Hemingway's masterpiece, The Sun Also Rises. Leslie, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're released from the closet.
Oh, and the door's been flung open. Please be safe, and thank you very
thank
much
you.
For having me on.
And Leslie's new book, Fallout, is out in August. And Jeremy, this week we're going to have famed marriage counselor Esther Perel. A husband in one of her podcasts wants this problem. I cannot imagine. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.